Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Brand new day, bring it in and welcome it. Let's pretend we can just stay till the end, quiet bliss.
Dude, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but people are starting to tweet us all their unique phones that they still have. For example, remember the Lips phone? It was like the Rolling Stone Lips.
Oh, you put
the lips up to your ear.
Right.
All those phones had the worst audio quality, but the novelty of the phone was so cool. I think Batman and Robin, I know there was a talking Batman alarm clock. I don't know about a phone, though. And I think there was a Snoopy phone where his hand was right here and his hand held the telephone when it wasn't in use. I know there was a Garfield phone and the Sports Illustrated phone, of course. I wonder what other types of phones there are that people still have. The classic is the Sports Illustrated phone.
Some of them can't really be described properly, but I'm envisioning this one phone that had like the giant gray numbers on it. You envisioning that?
I think that was
the most standard household phone.
Like the big ass number.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a push button phone. 727-579-1025. Hi, it's Drew Grabo Live. Who might you be?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. What's up?
Nothing. I just one of my grandparents has a dial-up phone, like the circular one.
Yeah, rotary phone. They still got it?
Old time. Yeah, they still have it in their garage. They live in Mississippi, though.
Oh, all right. You want to drive up there real quick, grab that phone, and get back to us?
I might do it in the summer when I go to Boston.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll hold. So, of course, this story is going to come from Pasco, and this story will make you even sadder that Pasco's sheriff department has decided not to re-up with live TV. What a ripoff.
We gotta get another good Florida county.
Polk.
I mean, Polk is in there.
It's got to be Polk.
Marion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not close to us, but I'll tell you, the most bang for your buck would be Lake County.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
that is just a treasure trove of just insanity out there. And it covers so much space, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Claremont.
Yeah, I mean, all the way to Apopka and back and all around. So
Why doesn't Pasco County want to be on live PD anymore? Does it just become too much with them following around all your officers?
If I had to bet, from what I read on the reasoning, they're trying to push people towards a YouTube show that they have.
Oh, they got big time now. I like it.
I mean, I wouldn't use the term big time, but it seems to me from the way they worded it that they'd love to have people watch their day in an officer's life on YouTube.
Yeah, ad revenue. I love it.
I got to think that there is some danger and some worried people about the live aspect of it.
Right.
And I'm surprised we haven't had a police brutality situation or just something gone wrong with the police officer. Like, it's such a liability to have your officers be filmed, not just a body camera, but to be filmed live as they do their job.
Right. I got very sad on Saturday night when I was watching the broadcast and Dan Abrams said, you know, we'll miss you guys, Pasco County. Hope to see you again soon. And I'm like, what? Wait, hold up. Like, I would say Pasco County is about 40% of the reason that I enjoy watching live PD.
I'm a big fan of Nye County as well in
Nye's
Nevada.
Good.
There's a lot of inbred meth heads out there.
Yeah, they do have a lot of, and wherever they go in Rhode Island is good, and Texas.
Texas is nice too, and the sheriff out there, he wears an actual he wears a cowboy hat like a real man.
Yeah, I've gotten to really enjoy live PD, and the local element of having it in Pasco County makes it a lot better.
Well, now you can enjoy their YouTube show, which will be just Pasco County.
Uh-uh.
It's not the same. For me, at least, it's all about the fact that it's live. And I know there's a delay, and I'm sure that if somebody got shot in the head, we wouldn't see it. But just knowing that whatever's happening is happening in real time, that's what makes it exciting.
Agreed. Pasco County said, quote, "We believe it is time for new agencies to be able to highlight, like we have, the good work their men and women do. And as one of the longest tenured agencies on the show, we believe it is time for us to move on. It is still not exactly clear why the agency chose to leave the show. We reached out to the sheriff's office, but no one was available for comment.
Mm.
Now, when's the last time you saw a NACO not available for a comment somewhere?
Yeah, and you have to wonder if it is more, like you guys said, them trying to kind of start their own thing, because I think it was just a couple weeks ago they did a whole meet and greet where people could come out, you know, that knew the officer.
Yeah.
They said there was a huge event. You know, people love, I don't know the police officer's name, but the dog, Shep, and his owner, who's very handsome. He's like a heartthrob.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I don't know how many agencies or how many sheriffs, what their following's like on Twitter, but Pasco Sheriff has 109,000 followers, so they've done well for themselves. I can see why they would want to take their social media following and try to spin it off into something else.
I don't know. Did you see those criminals this past week recognize Shep, and they were like, oh, yo, that's
oh,
Shep.
Oh, and that happens
Shep.
So often, and it kind of, I don't know, at that point, like, it kind of kills it for me. I don't know. Like,
don't
so
break
many,
the fourth
so
wall.
So many people now, as soon as they come up, they're like, oh, my Live PD!
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
It kind of ruins the vibe.
Well, I think, too, it might be super invasive. Like, they get bad press. Didn't they have an officer a couple of months ago get arrested for a DUI?
Right.
So bringing that exposure to them isn't always good.
Remember, they also had the officer that, what was the story? He was on Live PD, and then he went to his girlfriend's house and finished on her in the driveway?
Yes.
What?
He's summarizing, but yes, there was an officer who engaged in some bizarre sexual activity.
Yeah. That was on the show?
No.
He was on the show.
Not while he was doing that.
I wish.
That would have been a great episode.
That would have got him an Emmy.
I would have broken my TV after that. Nothing's going to get any better than that. Well, another reason it's so sad that Live PD is leaving Pasco is because you won't see stories like this anymore in this episode of Do Not Pasco. A Pasco County man was charged with battery after he allegedly sprayed his neighbor in the face with a pressure washer. 7 p.m. Friday, okay?
Oh, no.
Now, is 7 p.m. Friday an okay time to use a blower to clear your yard?
Hell yeah.
I think so, right?
You're definitely within the window of it being okay.
Yeah, like 9 p.m., you got a different story. 7 a.m.?
I mean, if the sun's down, yard work's got to stop.
Oh, so 7 p.m., the sun's probably
down.
I think it was probably just about
going down.
On Friday, before the time change, the sun was damn well near down.
Right. So dude is using a blower to clear his yard, and then a neighbor, identified by deputies as Johnny Plaster Jr., which definitely should be a porn star name, Johnny Plaster Jr., allegedly walked over to him and sprayed him, causing dirt and water to hit the victim in the face and upper body. The incident was, of course, caught on home surveillance video, and the dude was arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery.
Just to solidify the details of the story, the sunset was at 6:34 on Friday.
So a little dark.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, you can't see.
I mean, it's 7 o'clock.
Well, that's the thing, though. You know, this guy could have been working hard all day.
Yeah.
You know, this was a small window before his weekend plans to clean up the yard.
Yep.
Pressure washers are loud.
They are.
They're great, though. They're
but, so I mean, a blower, like, you know, the guy's using a blower to blow out his yard. So then the other guy had to go fire up his pressure washer and go, now I'm going to blast you in the face. Like, if you're at work all day, which we work all day, you can debate whether or not this is work. We get home about 6:37. Sometimes you got to blow your yard.
I do that stuff before work.
Yeah, we have all the time in the world to do that. But I'm just not everybody does. Some people work 2 and 3 jobs.
I mean, then go over and talk to your neighbor and say, hey, I got to do this right now. It's the only window I have. Am I going to be, it's very loud. Am I going to be disturbing anybody? Any babies going to bed early? Any dogs that are going to be riled up? Just let me know.
Good point.
Because if I decided to go mow my lawn before the sun comes up, I'm going to I'm going to let my neighbors know the day before, hey, this is the only time I can do this.
Right.
So just so you know, I'm going to try to be very quiet and get it done fast.
The worst.
That's like, I'm in a development now, but it's Thursday morning and it's about 5:45 when I hear them fire it up. And they are right outside my window.
Oh,
and it's game over.
That's worst. I try not to, like, I came home from the gym real early on Saturday morning and my son was still sleeping. So I didn't want to make my smoothie because it was going to wake him up. Then I'm like, I've already been up and exercised. If the noise of my smoothie maker wakes him up, well, good. Get your ass out of bed. I grounded extra. So smooth, that smoothie.
I just got a pressure washer from JoJo, so I've been looking to bust that thing out.
Oh, you
so.
Got that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Why? Was that a hot item?
Well, I was looking at moving into her place because she was going to move, and she said, hey, if you move in here, this pressure washer's yours. And I said, I really need a pressure washer. I'd love one. And she said, well, maybe it could be yours.
It's mine.
Why don't you borrow it from Seth?
That's a nice pressure washer. I don't think it's ever been used.
I think that's for, like, skyscrapers. I don't know. This thing's very, very industrial, but I can't wait to bust it out.
That's just how pressure washers are. They're hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
You can take the paint off.
Well, this is brutal, so don't step to me when I'm doing this in the middle of the night, okay? Or I'll cut you.
Can I borrow your pressure washer?
Yeah, sure. You got to come over and get it. It's very
all right,
heavy.
Good, yeah. I got a situation on my back
that's
porch.
That's gas. That's gas power. Oh, you do, man.
I know.
You
oh,
need
I'm,
that.
Oh, I'm aware. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm well aware.
What's happening?
What?
Dude, it's a phenomenon. I've seen it.
Back porch.
I got a cat situation.
What kind?
I don't know.
My cat Scooter Poots. She after she's done eliminating in the litter box, she likes to just kind of drags her ass, and the back porch is concrete, and it is it's littered with streaks.
You need a pressure washer for that?
Yeah.
What about a couple of little Clorox wipe?
Trust me when I say it doesn't work.
Nothing works from what I've been told. Literally, they
pressure washed it, and that barely worked.
I'll come over and do your whole house for $2,000. I don't know what I'm doing.
Burn it down.
I'll at least get the back porch.
Drew Grubb Alive. Hello, who are you?
You need a helper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it for
you. You will. Hello from the 813.
Hey. Hello.
Hey,
man, I'm the guy that, I'm Johnny Plaster, the one that allegedly said I sprayed the guy with the pressure washer. That's a bunch of BS. I got all kinds of stuff, man.
All right. Guy
got arrested. He got arrested last night for 3 charges.
All right, here we go.
Wait. Now, which one is this guy?
All right, you're the guy with the pressure washer, or are you the guy with the leaf blower?
No, I'm the guy with the pressure washer that the cops didn't look at the video. He only looked at the other dude's video. He didn't look at mine, and that's why I was out of jail. I mean, so quick. It was a simple battery. It was a bunch of. I got video proof differently.
All right.
And I'll be on Channel 13 tonight. They just left my house.
You're on the phone right now, baby.
Yeah, you got this opportunity to clear your name. Just watch the language. You're on the radio.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. So it's a
bunch of BS.
Thank you.
I didn't do it.
Thank you.
I'll be proven totally different. I got video at home. I got I got 2,000 phone calls from where they've been harassing me. I just left the sheriff's department.
I believe him.
For records, and there's over like 2,000 right. calls.
Totally believe
Johnny Plasterseed. Hold on a second. And, so tell us the story. So you're out pressure washing, and what happens?
No,
he rolls up on you.
No, I was out all morning cleaning the yard. We're getting ready to I used the pressure washer. It doesn't get so dusty and blow so much dirt on you, okay. And it works faster. So I'm cleaning the yard, just blowing around. I blow the whole yard off.
Right.
About an hour later, and I got surveillance. This is all on my home surveillance.
We believe you, Johnny Plaster.
So I'm in a home setting, and about an hour later, me and my buddy Jake were sitting on the porch. Here comes Chance out with his side of the property blowing the leaves.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He walks away about 10 minutes. He stood there blowing. He walks back away, comes back over with the blower again. He started blowing him over into my side over my property.
You better not.
My pressure washer went out there to push him back over the fence, over to that side of the property.
Oh, so your pressure washer was just helping those leaves. So go ahead.
It hit his foot, and I got video of him walking away. But the cop refused to go look at my home surveillance system, assuming that's the only video was there. But he seen the video yesterday. He came back and arrested Chance yesterday.
Oh.
He was arrested for resisting arrest, obstruction of justice, excessive use of 911, and a county fine of $250 for illegal dumping the leaves over into my property.
Now, it seems things are tense with your neighbor right now. How are you guys going to continue to be able to do the wife swapping?
Hey, dude, it's my sister, really. It's my sister. I've been married for 35 years.
To your sister?
It's my sister and her brother.
Who live next door to you?
Oh!
Right.
Oh, this gets even better. This is Pasco.
Right. No, we're not from Kentucky, bro. We're not from West Virginia, but close.
Hey, Pasco's Pasco. You know what I'm saying.
Hey, Pasco. You know out here, and we're almost in Brooksville, but I just wanted to clear it up and say, hey, man, it's a bunch of crap. And
wait, so Chance is your brother-in-law?
He's my nephew.
Why?
Look, I refused. Look, one time before he was out there, he was going to jail. He broke down in tears and cried and begged me.
Sure.
At like a 2-year-old. I signed papers. You can look it up at the sheriff's department. I signed papers
to
not put him in jail.
Huh.
And he wants to try all this. Like
stuff.
I said, It was stents from a little girl anyway, a baby, regardless. That's a long story. But if I ever got an opportunity to sit down, I would love to tell it and bring all the evidence. I would blow you guys' mind, and you'll be like, this is Jerry Springer blowed wide open.
Jerry Springer blowed wide open indeed.
Pasco, man. But I just wanted to clear my name up.
Thank you.
Clear.
Yeah, you're clear here. I tell you what, I'm on this guy's side of the team the whole day long.
This is a Johnny Plaster house right here.
I'll make you guys a deal.
All right.
I got a nonprofit organization. All right. This Saturday night, we just went. We cooked for Pasco County Sheriff's Department and Live PD. About 80 cops we fed out there.
Hell yeah.
At District 1.
Yeah.
If I get a chance to clear my name up, I would like to bring my barbecue grill down and feed the whole 102.5 crew.
All right. We'd love that, man. We'd love to try your barbecue. That'd be awesome.
I'll bring all of my license, my paperwork, everything with me, and I would bring it down and do it. And say, hey, I'm ready.
All organic, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
It's all organic, man. All organic.
Bring your nephew Chance, too, and we'll make a big circle, and you guys can beat the hell out of each other for us.
Dude, he won't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm 53 years old. I'm just an old-timer. Don't mess with me, man. Yep. I don't mess with you.
Hell
and
yeah.
And my videos, everything I got at home on my surveillance.
I love this guy.
Proves it. And the charges will be dropped. They'll be dismissed. Yep. And it's just stupid.
Free Johnny Plaster. That's what I like to say.
Look, I had to apologize to our law enforcement for wasting their time to come out there to deal with such stupid stuff.
All because you got a pressure washer and your neighbor's blowing leaves.
No, all because I want to keep a clean yard and look place. If you see the neighbors next door, the county's been over there 30 times already. Oh, they got 7 cars jacked up in the car. They got a swimming pool full of garbage.
Oh.
I put up a privacy fence. They call the county. Now I got to cut part of it down to 4 foot, but the rest of it can stay. I'm like, I put a fence up to hide you guys, and now you want to call. It's just.
You're a good uncle. You're a good uncle.
Right on, dude. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Hey, if you guys want to take my number off the air or something, I'm for real. I'd like to come down and do a barbecue and bring my volunteers and show you guys what we really do.
Absolutely, Johnny. Hang on for me.
Bring the pressure washer, too, Johnny.
I hope we get a call from Chance now.
Hey, this Chance.
We could probably unpack this and do 3 more hours. So
it's Jerry Springer, blowed wide open.
So they were. He talks about them like they're not related. But that was his nephew.
Right, his sister's kid. His sister and her husband live next door. And then their kid is the one who was blowing the leaves.
Doesn't matter if you're family in Pasco. You still got to learn respect.
Yeah, you don't be blowing your leaves onto my property. If you are, you better be getting ready for my pressure washer to blow them back.
By the way, on paper, that looked like the most Pasco story ever.
Right.
And then you hear him say it.
Yeah. It's even more Pasco.
It's just Pasco.
They can't quit live TV. Are you kidding me? Quitting live PD? Drew Grabo Live, hello.
That's Joe Dirt number 2, man.
Hey, are you? Okay, thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
So what is his actual name? It's Johnny Plaster?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that had to be a nickname, but they just showed he's the best part, Johnny Plaster Jr.
Yeah, his dad's the original Johnny Plaster.
You think he's the neighbor on the other side? Johnny Plaster Sr.?
I don't know, man. I hope we heard from Chance.
You think they got a Johnny Plaster the 3rd?
All right, just let me throw this your way. Do we want them to cater the prom? Do we want him to bring his volunteers to the prom?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes, he's got a nonprofit.
Chicho's out?
Out.
Johnny Plaster and his crew in.
What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Drew?
Hey, man.
Hey, he's true. He's right. That guy, Johnny is a good guy. He lives on the corner of our street, and the guy that lives next door, oh, my God, it's embarrassing just to look at his property.
So, okay, so you're vouching for Johnny Plaster Jr. then, that the neighbor who the neighbor is blowing his leaves towards Johnny's yard?
He's probably blowing a lot more than that over there. It's nasty. Disgusting looking over there.
I don't know what that means. All right, well, thanks for standing up for Johnny Plaster, a good man who's been unjustly charged.
Are you related to Johnny in any way?
No, but I live about, 10 houses down from him.
Hell yeah.
And we all try to take care of the place, and you got a few of them that just, man, they don't want to clean up their place.
What kind of beer do you drink, sir?
Yinling.
There you go. See?
I'm the guy that went bowling with y'all, and I bowled the strikes between my legs.
Oh, hell yeah. He's the dude who he can roll a strike between his leg. Hell yeah. What's up, dude?
Not a whole bunch, brother. Cool. I won the football that day from y'all.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, good to hear from you again, man. Take it easy, all right?
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, dude.
I told Drew how important it is to act like he remembers callers because Drew was so taken that some of the Lightning players acted like they remembered him. So I told him the callers call up, you know, means a lot to them.
If they say I was the guy who, then I should, instead of being sarcastic, oh, yeah, I remember you, I should be sincere and go, oh, my God, yeah, I totally remember you, even if I don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how many dudes roll strikes in between their legs?
Not many.
Do you remember that guy for real?
Yeah. Drew Grabber Live, hello.
Hey, I'm pretty sure that there isn't going to be a Johnny Plaster the Third if they should have broke the mold.
I don't know, man. I bet there already is one. That's what I was wondering. Like, is there a third? Do they call him Trip? Because usually they'll call the third or something a Trip.
Oh, really?
I pulled the old, and you can help me out with this. On Saturday morning, I walked Seth and his family into Busch Gardens.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
I loved it. I wasn't sure if I had met your wife's brother and his wife before, so... When I met his wife,
was it weird?
No, she said, "Good to see you again." I thought,
yes.
So I was like, "Oh my God, great to see you again too." So then I shook her brother's hand. I said, "Hey man, good to see you." He goes, "Yeah, nice to meet you." I go, "Oh, Had I not met him?
I don't know.
Had I met her?
I'm not really sure. That's really her family, so I don't know. I realized when the family was, everybody was shaking and everything, I knew it was a lot because it's always awkward for me.
Yeah.
You're more outside of it than I am. I'm just so sorry for everything.
Everything was great.
I'm sorry Phoebe asked you to take us in.
I loved it.
Sorry her family was late.
I loved it.
Sorry about it.
Oh, wow. So Phoebe's family was late. So what was that waiting game like?
They weren't that late.
So what time were you supposed to get in?
The Kushners got there early before I did.
What time's that?
Oh, we got there probably a little after 10.
Yeah. We were going to meet at 10:30.
Okay.
So I got there at 10:20.
Okay. What time did the rest of the fans show up?
I don't even know. Seth? It wasn't even noticeably late.
45, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes late, 5 minutes late. No, they were fine, and it was a joy to walk you guys in.
Yeah, why? Why was it a joy to walk
because
us in?
Because I walked so many people in that I don't know, and then I go, all right, I hope they have a good day out there, to walk you guys in to know you and go, oh, I just got my friends in there. That was great.
Phoebe says to me last Friday, oh, Drew's going to walk us into Busch Gardens. I'm like, what? Yeah. Why would you not let me know? She goes, well, I'm friends with Drew also.
She sure
and
is.
And she even used that voice. And I just said, well, listen, just let me know. Let me ask him because I know how Drew is and he might be all about it. But deep down, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I have to walk these cheapskates in and everything I do for them already.
Oh,
and
my
I gotta
God,
take
I don't do
Saturday.
Anything. I was all about it. I loved it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Nice. I was scared to even ask him. I had to somebody else do it for me.
No,
thanks,
I would have done it.
I appreciate you, buddy.
I would have done it for you, too, so you don't have to, you know.
John had a listener walk him in.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
He was so nice. He's such a good guy. Eric, thank you.
Yeah,
I love
he's
you.
Really
appreciate
super
you.
Nice on Twitter, too.
Seaside cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very active. Tony, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
I love you, Eric. Thanks for everything.
Very active.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Love the music. Love the station. Hey, I'm calling about my buddy Johnny Plaster. On his situation.
All right.
Yeah, he's not lying at all. Chance is a big mess over there.
All right.
The whole neighbors and everything. Yeah, they're a nightmare.
When you say you like the music that we play, what are some of your favorite bands that we play?
Oh, yeah.
Zeppelin, Floyd, Peter. I haven't heard Peter Frampton in a while. So. Yeah.
All right. What Frampton song can we play for you? Since we're a music station and all, what Peter Frampton would you like to hear?
I'll
play one for you.
Take anyone. He's got so many good ones.
How about Show Me the Way? That's one of my favorites.
That's one of my favorites.
Show the way. Shove Johnny the way. There you go.
Hey, and can you send a dedication so we can play it on our music radio station here? Can you say, hey, this is Johnny from Pasco County, and I want Chance to...
this is Tony.
Oh.
I'm Tony, and right. I'm calling about my buddy Johnny. My buddy Johnny just called in.
All right, so you're going to say, what you're going to say is, hey, it's Johnny from Pasco County. I want to send this one out to my buddy Tony. Out there in Pasco County, right?
No, I'm going to say this is Tony, and I'm going to send this one out to my buddy Johnny in Pasco County.
See, wait, you're Johnny.
No, I'm Tony.
Guys, do we have Johnny on the line or Tony? Who's the guy that the news story was about?
Plaster, Tony. Yeah. Tony Plaster.
Tony, so the news story is...
No, it's not the story. It's the defender. I'm the defender for Johnny Plaster.
So your name's Johnny Defender.
He's a lawyer.
A public defender.
Tony the defender.
Oh, Tony.
Tony is the defender, and your name is Johnny.
Yeah, and Johnny Plaster already called you guys and told you his story of what happened about the pressure washing issue.
And you're Tony the defender.
I'm Tony. Tony the Defender, and I'm defending Johnny Plaster. That dude's a good guy. He's awesome. You need him. Need someone? He's there for you. Go, Johnny.
His go, Johnny, really brought him home.
This seems to really be uniting Pasco County. I mean, yeah. This is whatever we think is the big story of the day. We have to look to Pasco because that's what people are talking about up there.
Seriously, I mean,
how could Live PD let Pasco get away? Look, I don't care what it takes to sweeten the pot. Offer him $1 million. You got stories like this. There's probably 100 of them every week.
Maybe they need to. There's so much there. They need to spring off. They need to get with the folks at A&E.
Right.
Do a full separate Pasco special.
PD. Do not Pasco.
And each episode is one specific tale.
Yep.
So then, you know, we unpack Johnny Plaster and his family and Tony Chase. And Chance.
Tony the Defender, Chance, Chase, yeah. Whatever.
I'm watching.
You know, when we read the story, we go, oh, Johnny Plaster, this guy's an animal. He's cutting people with pressure washers. Now we realize he was not a false owner. He's just trying to look out for his nephew.
The misunderstood Johnny Plaster legacy.
No, he wasn't looking out for his nephew because he...
No,
his
nephew's a son of a
bitch.
Yeah,
he power washed his nephew.
Right, to teach him a lesson about leaves on my property after dark.
But not in the face.
Right. No, he blasted him in the foot.
And by the way, Seth, Johnny Plaster, you can learn a thing from him because I know you're using that little measly electric leaf blower.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, use your new power washer to get the debris and the leaves off where you need them. It's much more effective. And like he said, it won't blow the dirt everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll do that. Maybe I'll have him come over and show me how to use the pressure washer.
Oh, yeah.
See, this mere story with Johnny Plaster has led to so much. Thank you, Johnny.
What a beautiful moment that we shared with him.
I think the thing about Johnny is that if we look at him, we can each see a little bit of ourselves.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
I see the salt and pepper beard, and I see where that could be me. Yeah. Stupid sister goes and marries some bum I don't like. Then their kid starts blowing his leaves over to more my yard. I'm going to pressure wash his foot. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pressure wash my nephew's feet anyway. I'm going to get to Orlando this weekend. I'm going to pressure wash some feet. Just because that's what we do.
That sounds like a fetish.
Damn kids. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
You'd know.
Hello, this is Chewbacca Mike.
Hey, Chewbacca Mike. Tell me you live out there by those guys.
I do, man, and I think you got his name wrong. It's actually Johnny Plaster, ain't not Johnny Plaster. The St. Pete Times article that was published the other day said so.
Should have quit while you were ahead, Mike. Should have quit while you were ahead.
That's the thing, man. You leave a legacy for yourself where you get Drew like nobody else gets him, and then you can do things like that, and it does just washes away all the good.
Was there? He wasn't doing a plastering tease. No, it's what
he was.
No, he's better than that.
He's not.
No, he is.
He's not.
I've met him.
He's. I become.
Oh, you think
he
was gonna? And you were gonna
Johnny
say
Johnny Plaster's met Chase before Chance before.
I feel like maybe it was like a fake setup.
What? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
I'm TJ.
I wish he was Chance. What's up, dude?
Chance.
I just want to say I love Johnny Plaster.
You know him?
He's my neighbor three houses down. Yes, sir.
How many neighbors?
He's got
a lot of neighbors. A whole bunch.
Oh my God.
Tell us a little something about him. Tell us a little tale about Johnny Plaster Jr.
He spins the greatest tales, and he got great barbecue.
The thing is,
the barbecue is just phenomenal.
What's his specialty? Is he good brisket? Is he good butt? What does he smoke?
He got a good brisket, but it's the ribs that really take it to the top.
I'm in.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure that he was joking. 727-579-1025.
Don't they need a new mayor out there? What happened? Didn't one of the mayor get caught?
Mayors
get caught up in something?
Yeah. That was the Port Richey mayor, yeah.
Well, I mean, we got to find out where Plaster lives. We got to get him at Port Richey because that guy could be the mayor.
Johnny Plaster for mayor.
I'm guessing he's in Port Richey, just a guess.
Yeah, just a lucky shot. Johnny Plaster Jr. for mayor, for sure.
He's got a non-for-profit already. He's on his way.
Have we ever had anybody on the radio outside of Tiffany Jenkins who you've had a bunch of people call up and go, hey, I know that person?
No. No, we have not, but Johnny Plaster Jr., he gets around.
He's a pillar of the damn community.
He puts a pill in pillar. All right, we're going to come back with an It's Okay, It's Not Okay, inspired by, of all people, Jose Friggin' Canseco, who had a very bizarre reaction to the announcement of the engagement of J-Lo and A-Rod.
I believe him.
Oh, I believe him 100%. But I don't know if what he did was okay, and we'll discuss that next on Drew Garabo Live. Plus, who knows Johnny Plaster? It's truck month at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota, which means big savings on the strongest and most dependable trucks on the road, like the 2019 Silverado. Get 0% APR up to 72 months and lease for only $299 per month. With advanced trailering technology, available power lease tailgate, and more cargo volume than any truck out there. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, the home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.